And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
Things up in a different sequence tonight. I don't know if anybody's going to notice. Probably not on that. And I'm just hoping it's a shorter silence tale on the video. Welcome to Midwood Files. My name is LF Midwood. That's about it. That's all I got. I've only agreed to do an hour. You know, I made these arrangements with myself. I've only agreed to do an hour, possibly less, because I am feeling quite bummed. As most of you can probably figure out why. I really hope the court thing plays out well. That's really all I can say, I guess. Just from the standpoint of I would have expected the other side to have done the same if the results had been different. And it's amazing. It's 71 million Americans voted for President Trump. Yeah. And I think it was like, what was it? 74 for Biden. I don't find the 71. This is the gist of it for me. You know, and I'm sure some of you feel the same way. I could buy the 71 million. You know, voting for the president. I mean, I could definitely. You know what I mean? I watched all those rallies. They were it was crazy. It was insane. And I watched the Biden rallies, and I didn't see anybody there. For Joe Biden to have gotten 74 million votes, there's something wrong. There's something broken. I don't know if I could turn around at this point in time and say that it's some overall grand conspiracy. I mean, all you would need to do would be flip somewhere like, Pennsylvania. You flip Pennsylvania and then maybe freaking Arizona, and you're done. I mean, you wouldn't, you know what I mean? If they had anticipated it being close, which they probably did. When I say they, I mean the Democratic side has anticipated it being close. All you would need to have happen is some sort of just a little nudge. You know, it wasn't like every state. It wasn't like all the polling places in every state. You know, I got up on actually I didn't even get up. It was last Monday night. We decided that we're going to go vote early because I think I'd mentioned I was going to go vote in person a couple of few times. I refused to do the mail-in thing even though it was offered to me. So we decided that we were going to just stay up late Monday and go to the polls like when they opened at like 7 o'clock or I think it was 7 o'clock. I'm not 100% sure, but 7:15, something like that. So we went and we started the laundry, and it's an all night 24-hour place. So we got there like midnight, you know. And it wasn't too crowded, and it was great, but we were hungry. So we decided we went to go get some McDonald's. We did some McDonald's drive-thru. Now, I got to honestly say, it was actually pretty good McDonald's. And I've had McDonald's from that place before, and it's been like, meh, you know, meh. It was good. It was fresh. Everything was like, the fries were crunchy. The burgers were like just the right amount of juicy. The lettuce, the pickles, everything worked. I mean, it was really good, good McDonald's. So I got like 5 double cheeseburgers, which I ate. And then I bought a 20-piece chicken McNuggets that I didn't eat until we got home later that night. We got home at like 2:30, maybe, somewhere around there. So we started flipping around to see what was available because we ended watching Shameless, the UK version of Shameless, the original version of Shameless, which I highly recommend to anybody. It's a very funny show. But we looked around, and in the process of watching all those Shamelesses, Shame Eyes, we had backed up on other stuff that we normally watch. So we would take a look at Fargo. Now, I thought Fargo was all going to be all like woke and shit because it had a predominantly, or at least a very strong black cast. It turns out to be not so much. It's interesting what they're doing. So we're watching some of those, and we're up, and I started like not to feel so great. Probably because of the amount of food that I ingested. That would be my guess. But I mean, I really, 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 really did not feel well. And the next thing you know, 7 o'clock rolls around. So it's like, or no, what was it, like 6:30 or something? Because we're only like 10 minutes from the poll place. New place, never been there before. It was some sort of community center a couple blocks away. So we wake my aunt up and we get going into the car. You know, we get in the car and I'm like, I'm really not feeling well. So we get in line, and I think we were like 12th in line. I think, you know, there were some people, there were a couple of few people ahead of us, but as soon as things started moving, the whole process was like half hour, maybe less than a half hour even. I actually screwed up my ballot, which was actually pretty funny. I asked for another ballot, and they gave me one, so it wasn't like, they didn't tell me to run the bad ballot through the machine. They just gave me a new, fresh ballot, which was actually kind of cool. What I did was, is I was moving too fast, and I, you know, again, I wound up in one of the things, I wound up doubling in that, or voting for two candidates in that same thing, and I caught it, which was good. So I just asked them for another one, and they gave me another one, and so I redid the new ballot, and by the time I had done that, both Jerry and the producer were done, so we got back into the car. We waddled back over to the car. And we got back into the car. And Jerry dropped us off because she wanted to go get some coffee. She was like, "You want to get coffee?" I'm like, "No." Yes, I'm like, as low as I could buy. I'm like, "No." So I get back into the house. I make my way up to the bathroom. And I proceed to puke my asshole out. It was horrible. It was horrible. I puked so hard. It was. But I tell you the truth, I felt better afterwards. And then I went to sleep. Because we had been up. And I think that had something to do with it as well, too. But definitely, I ate too much food. I was over-hungry, so I ate too much food, and I got sick. And maybe it was an omen of things to come. You could arguably say that. But so I went to sleep. It must have been like 8 o'clock, and I think it was around 6 or so that I wake up automatically by myself around 6 o'clock, if nobody wakes me earlier, or I don't have to be awoken for an event. I wake up around 6 o'clock. So I got up at six and I threw Fox. And I threw Fox on. I didn't even look to see what One America on News was doing, or OAN, I think it is. I have it. I watch it still from time to time. But I think what happened is this is real interesting because I've had this conversation with a couple of people, is over the course of the summer, with all the riots, I kept saying I'm watching Fox because Fox has the best riot coverage. So I've been watching Fox a lot lately, I got to be honest, you know. I like Tucker Carlson, you know, I like Gutfeld. Is it Gutfeld? I always do that Gutfeld. Well, whatever his name is. I like watching The Five because I like watching Juan Valdez get the shit kicked out of him. I love watching that on a semi-regular basis. And it's great because he's half black, half Puerto Rican. So it's like two birds with one stone. You know what I mean? It's awesome. So I have been watching Fox a lot. So I got up and I put Fox on him. And I, believe me, it's not my first election. So I'm like, you know what? It's 6 o'clock is plenty. The polls weren't even going to start to close to around 7 p.m. in some places. As late as even 8:30 on the East Coast. Some places opened up late. So they had to stay open a little later. And I, from what I observed from being a in-person voter, I didn't notice any shenanigans, but you probably could have snuck a pink elephant past me and I wouldn't have noticed. I really did not feel well. Kind of went to sleep, got up, and then started watching stuff slowly but surely. And then, you know, and I know the returns and I knew that there was going to be a big bump up front for the Dems because of the mail and stuff. I knew that a lot of the walk-in vote wouldn't be coming in until much later. So there wasn't anything to get excited about, as they say. Nothing to get excited about. And I watched. And then Biden took the lead, and I was like, oh, shit. You know, I mean, it was getting into like, and I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, okay, you know. And then I said to myself, so there's a little voice in the back of my head that said to myself, listen, no matter what happens or how it happens, you're not going to find out who's president tonight. 100% sure of that. It just really became apparent to me. And we watched. I watched Fox like for a long ass time. We sat down. We watched Fox, and then it got to the point where we were like, okay, is there anything more? You know, when Brett Hume left, or is it Brett Hume? See, Brett Hume's great. You know, he's like the curmudgeon. You know, he was there like when Lincoln was assassinated and whatnot. Him and George Wallace playing off of each other as like the, you know, as the gay odd couple to me. You know, and as far as George Wallace being gay, always missing is the bow tie. You know, that being said. I find the two of them amusing, the two old guys. You know, you're watching enough presidential elections, and what am I, 50 now? So, I've been voting since I'm 18, and I've been interested in politics since I'm like 14. So, what is it, 34 times 4? I don't even know how many fucking presidential cycles I've been through. And I clearly remember Ronald Reagan being elected as well, too. So that should say something. So what's that, the 80-90? That was like in 79. So I've seen my fair share, you know, and I knew whatever was going on with the mail-in stuff was going to take longer. And I hadn't even really thought, even though obviously there's been a lot of talk, particularly from the president and from other quarters about, and I've had discussions with various people. Like I said, I have a friend in Washington. And they've been doing the mail-in voting for a long time, for like 10 years. And apparently they have it down to some sort of science. Okay. Any place that's ever done absentee ballots, I figure it would be the same sort of thing. Because the idea becomes, as long as you're requesting, as a eligible citizen who is able to vote, as long as you request it from them, they send it to you, you send it back. And there's an envelope, and then there's a double envelope, and then signatures have to match and all that jazz. But you're requesting it. So it's a piece of solicited mail. All right. So as long as the ballot's solicited and everything matches when it comes back, then you would think it's pretty secure. When you all of a sudden start to throw in the idea of a lot of places, for whatever reason, there are accusations that a lot of these ballots, and this is what I can't figure out. There's like the, and this was really confusing me for a little while, and I guess it really still does, because the idea is that if you fill out your ballot wrong, then that's the end of the story. That's no longer, you had your chance and you screwed it up. Apparently what they do, and I hadn't always been aware that they had done this, and apparently they do this most places, is they have a Republican and they have a Democrat sit down, and they look at the ballots that were like, not for whatever reason, maybe they circled the person's name rather than flew the thing in, because you know people. And they try to determine what the voter meant. And I'm like, you know, I'm saying to myself, I mean, I don't know. I'm saying to myself, should that count? Should they do that? Should they even put it in a situation where I'm going to assume, or two other people are going to assume what you meant? Now, you had a chance. It's like following directions. It's like black people getting shot all the time because they can't follow directions. If ballots were like, you know, like police pullovers, I guess it would be, you know, I don't know. I'm making an analogy there. See if it sticks to the wall. But anyway, the idea becomes is if I make a mistake on my ballot, then that's it, man. That's what it should be. I don't think they should be doing that. And that would solve a lot of problems, because either it's a legal ballot in the sense that it was filled out by a person who was legally able to vote in the correct manner. I remember back in school, even as early as elementary school, when they give these standardized tests, you know, the math, and you got to fill the little boxes in. You know, it might be A, B, C, D, but you have to color the thing in right with a number two pencil. I mean, we're taught this, conditioned, if you will, but we're taught this early on. We're taught this thing, it's you know, I don't understand. So I personally am of the feeling that if you fuck up your ballot, you fuck up your opportunity to vote in that particular election. Sorry, Charlie, you should have followed directions. It's that simple, you know? Or if it happens there, okay, because I told you I made a mistake. I overvoted. I guess that's the term they use for it. When I voted for two things in the same, two different candidates in the same race. I overvoted, but I caught it. I looked at it. I was like, hey, wait a second here. I was in a little too much of a hurry. And I asked for another ballot, and they gave me another ballot, and I filled out my ballot, and that was it. In a lot of cases, they were telling these people who had overvoted to put the damn things into the machine, to run it to the machine, and the machine was spitting it out. The machine, it was saying it wasn't good. So, or in some cases, they were saying it would run it through, but it wouldn't count. I don't. And then there's this mysterious green button stuff that's just started to pop up at a couple of few places that I'm not even really sure about, where they would put it in as an overvote. The machine would spit it back out. They would put it in, and then they were told to press a green button on the machine. I'm like, I'm not pressing any buttons on any fucking machines, first of all. No. I mean, unless that's the way. I remember the old levers. Those were kind of cool back in the day. Yes, I'm old enough to remember the levers, and then you pulled the big one back. Yeah, I'm old. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm not really 100% sure. Not having a fair amount of observation. And then again, these are all allegations. The lawsuits have been filed, and enough places to turn this over if these places are found to be, if they're found to be in error. Some of it is oversight. I heard something about they were using new software in some of these machines, and there was some problems with the software. I've heard that Dianne Feinstein's husband is a software designer or something or another, and he designed the software. There's all sorts of crazy. This is the thing, because it's want to happen. There's all sorts of crazy shit on the internet. Now, you know me well enough. I'll look into it, you know, and crazy shit or not, I'll be like, well, I feel comfortable saying this, or I feel comfortable saying that. I've done that before. Like Q, for instance. Like the Q people, real quiet on the Q end of things right now. Just saying. I don't think there's been the last Q drop. It was like the second or the third, I think, going in. So there's been nothing from Q since. So we're going to have to see how that plays out. Because I am kind of interested. What would happen to Q if the president isn't? Joe Biden, I might as well say, apparently Joe Biden has been elected president-elect. He's president-elect. Apparently. We'll leave it at that. Am I saying he's not my president? I'm not saying that yet, because he actually hasn't been sworn in for president. And I don't think the actual electoral vote count is into December 12th to 13th, somewhere around there. So hopefully all the litigation will occur before then. And I do hope that... And thus far, I've heard from the Trump camp that this will wind up being the case. But if everything that's looked at and investigated turns out not to be a path for President Trump to be reelected, that he will peaceably and gracefully, I think the word was, hand over the reins of power, as it were. Now, I watched the Biden speech at 8, and I mean, what am I gonna say? It's not the guy I voted for, man. You know, are we gonna turn into Venezuela overnight? No, it's a slippery slope, though. You know, again, my concern winds up being Biden's health, and the fact that there is a extremely liberal person who's his second in command there, and then the third. Check this out. Third in command is Nancy Pelosi. So, you know, it's almost like, given those other two choices, I'd almost like to see Biden serve out the four, you know? Seriously. But we'll have to see. I mean, I don't know. It was ridiculously close. I mean, you know, seriously. And I think this huge turnout thing was because of the mail. But I just find it, you know, because from what I understood, And I don't know, because I didn't actually have one of these ballots, though. To my understanding, you had to fill out some stuff in this thing by mail. It was almost like a little mini census thing. Now, I don't know, because I didn't use one, but maybe I'll talk to someone in the next couple of days who used one from Jersey or whatever, because I think I might try and see if I can get a call and pinball with it, because I'm curious about a couple of things. I did text with him earlier, and he's obviously as despondent as the rest of us are. But I'm curious, because, you know, if you can't get people to fill out a freaking census, how are you going to get them to, you know? And so we had, so all of a sudden we had these record number of Americans decide to become civilly minded, because all they had to do was sit there at their little table and fill out, you know, stuff, right? Right? I mean, apparently more difficult than Publishers Clearinghouse. Yes. And that being said, you know, I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. So I'm wondering where all these votes came from. that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering where all these Biden votes came from. I'm wondering where, and that's it. I mean, it's a fair assumption on my part. And what should scare them, you know, the other ones, the others, yeah, call them the others. What should scare the others is that, like 3 million votes, 3 million votes. That's hardly a mandate, you know, and it should give them pause to think, because they're like, oh, it's over. Ding dong. The witch is dead. You mean they're doing the whole dead dancing and singing. And meanwhile, pretty much the other half of America is like, what? What just happened? So yeah, it's not a mandate. It's not. It was hardly a mandate. Hardly a mandate. So they shouldn't take it as such. And now, because it's not. Not only is it technically not over, which is good. Like I said, I think the president should pursue all legal avenues possible. I think he owes it to those 71 million voters to do so, quite frankly. And I think he has said as much. So, but the idea now becomes this friggin' Senate race in friggin' Georgia is huge. Because if the Dems win that runoff, there's two of them that were runoffs, I think, and they're going to be in like January, from what I understand. If the Democrats can take control of the Senate, and then control the House of Representatives, the Senate, and if the president doesn't successfully find a way, the White House, I think you'll start to see an accelerated decrepitude in regards to socialism becoming a bit more, So when they may not be all on the same paragraph, but they'll be all on the same page, which is obviously more than you can say. I mean, we had 2 years. I mean, we had, you know, 2 years of the Republicans being in control of Congress in general, meaning the House of Representatives and the Senate and the White House, and they got nothing done because apparently Donald Trump wasn't their president. And I tell you, for a guy 4 years ago who wasn't their president, I think the Republican Party probably owes Donald Trump as much as they owed Abraham Lincoln at this point in time. Because, and this has been noted, I'm not some genius pundit, pedantic, I like that word. It seems, you know, when we talked about like half and half the country, it seems, and this might be freaking them out a little bit over there, but, you know, it seems like half the country, that includes Latinos and blacks and women, voted for Donald Trump. Even after 4 years of what they have been saying is chaos, utter total chaos. You know, and the thing to me is this is really outrageous. Like a sardonic sort of way, I suppose, is, you know, the Democrats have been talking about, you know, they've been talking about election interference. They've been talking about election interference for like four years, man. Like 4 years. Four whole flopping years, right? And you talk to them about there being any possible improprieties in a vote. And they're like, nope, couldn't be. Impossible. Like, okay. Okay, comrade. But yeah, I think Donald Trump really brought America to the Republican Party. I mean, I think he really, and the numbers bear it out. If you look and you'll see, there aren't that many angry old white men. The angry old white men aren't half the country. They're not half the electorate anyway, because, you know, not everybody. There are people who are just totally not. You know, and it boggles my mind, you know, because it is another thing. It's been a mind-boggling couple of few days, obviously. You know, I just the only thing I put up on Facebook was the Stop the Steal hashtag, and I think they shut that down like within a couple of few hours, like 6 or 7 hours. 300,000 people joined that group, and then it was shut down, or liked it. Let's put it that way. However you want to look at it, liked it as a page. I think it was a page. It wasn't a group. So it's the only thing I put up because I've been watching people. I've just been, you know, I'm out here and I'm going there and I'm in, and I get a lot of the standard stuff that I would expect from my part of Twitter, you know. And I have been retweeting stuff because I do think if there's a possibility that this election was stolen, it needs to be investigated. 100%. This is, we just can't write this off and say, oh, no. I mean, you know, if I were on the other side, I'd be just as concerned. But a W is a W, as they say in sports. It didn't exist. Like this wasn't happening at all remotely. You know, like anybody know of a good pizza place somewhere? I mean, these are the kind of things you can, you know. I never really got it. You know, I've talked about this before, not quite ad nauseum, but I've talked about it a lot. I've never really gotten the idea of people just not caring about politics. You know, even you would think even $1,200 checks cut. They got sent $1,200 just for being alive, for breathing. You think they'd start to show a little bit more interest? Yeah, no. Not so, you know, just people are like, you know, whatever, you know, I is what they call it's not even, is it apathetic? Is it? I guess it would be a little diet A&W root beer. Like Borg's better, but apparently this is what was on sale. So, So I just find it interesting. Again, this is another thing. This show should be subtitled. I find this interesting, or this is something I find interesting. And I've seen this twice already, or once Hank Hayes, and once somebody on Twitter. You know, like what I think. And paraphrasing, you know, 71 million pissed off Republicans, and not one city on fire. That's interesting, don't you think? Don't you find that telling? Don't you? I look forward. And again, this is only if President so-called, doing my Henry Potter impression from It's a Wonderful Life, we're getting into the season. So-called. It's my favorite line in the movie. It's one single word. It's all the context. So-called. I look forward because right now they got, you know, it's like they got the raccoon eaten out of their hand. You know what I mean? Because they've won. The good, quote unquote, the good guys have won the alleged so-called. Doing that again. I could do that all night. So-called good guys have won, you know. And these Black Lives Matter folks and all these woke fuckers and these fucking looters and... You know, these people who ran roughshod over law enforcement over the last 6 months. They think they're in. They think, oh, yeah. Oh, they're all, the only thing missing is the Kool-Aid pitcher coming crashing through the wall. Oh, yeah. Anyway, that was actually a little bit more of a, it was something else. We'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to say it. We'll leave it at that. But yeah, so I don't think there's enough, you know, if the whole thing were a pie, everybody loves pie. If the pie chart were actually a pie, and I'm looking forward to going to Perkins. Apparently, there's a Perkins in Austin, Perkins restaurant and bakery, and they do like 27 million different types of pie. I plan on acquainting myself with some pie real soon. So that being said. I think they're going to be rather surprised. I think these radicalized ideas, like, didn't they catch? I forget the woman's name. She's a Democrat in the Senate, and she was talking about how the idea of defund the police, like it was this huge thing. It started on the street. It started like a hashtag. You know, it was even more than a hashtag. It was more of a, I think it started as a chant. And then it kind of evolved into like a hashtag because those troglodytes who were able to actually transfer it from it, it was a big jump in evolutionary history there. And then it went from a hashtag to something that apparently like legislates and municipalities all over this country started taking seriously. They're like, and then all of a sudden it became like, yeah, we're gonna definitely, and then they started to think about it, and then it was like, hey, can we even do this? They weren't even sure that they could have. It was like LA junked a big chunk of out of their police budget, and New York I think did the same. Yeah, she's like, you should, you know, and she was talking to her colleagues about it. And this, I'm paraphrasing. She was talking to her colleagues about it, and they said, well, yeah, this is, you know, it's a street thing. They're saying it on the street, and it's like, yeah, but we're in Congress. You understand? We shouldn't be bantering about such matters. And we lost people, and they lost votes because of it. And that's the whole point becomes, how well did they actually do? They didn't really. They held the House, but they lost some spots in the House. They did. And as far as the Senate goes, well, that remains to be seen. But yeah, if I'm the Democrats, I'm walking away and I'm calling it a day, and I'm not doing any. I'm just like, whew. I'm like, okay, just made it past that one. Apparently, half the country doesn't like us. Wonder why that could be. But yeah, that was crazy. Defund the police and the socialism thing. That was another thing. She was, don't, we shouldn't use the word socialism anymore. Apparently, it doesn't do well. People, people don't like it. Makes them nervous. Scares them. Rightfully so. You know, you got people like AOC still out there yammering around. Bernie's like, look, I told you so. You know. And you got to wonder what impact Bernie's people had on this election. I just find it really, I think it was made too easy to vote. I mean, I know what that sounds like, but I think it was made too easy to vote. And that's why you have this huge return. And I think it was, the possibility for fraud was ginormous in the sense of a lot of these places. And this is still just in the allegation investigation stage of things. But a lot of these, places, supposedly there were unsolicited ballots. Meaning, you didn't, you know, I'm John Smith. Again, I go back to what a solicited ballot is. They ask for it. They're mailed one. It's mailed back. And it's a closed loop process with it's a barcode on it that matches it. So they can't vote again. They can only vote once. You can't go mail invalid and then go vote in person. That ballot is locked to you. To you. But the idea becomes is if those were unsolicited, meaning they would just sent to everybody in a particular place, whether they asked for them or not, that means anybody could be sending them back. And that's probably happened to a degree. I think that when we look at it, you know, I think what it's going to be is it's going to be a series of events. I don't think it's going to be one big. I think there were definitely some shenanigans in Philadelphia. Philadelphia actually, it means shenanigans in Indian. It does. Is it Greek? It literally means shenanigans. Yeah. Just so you know. So that being said, because, you know, they have a history of upright walking in, remember W.C. Fields? I'd rather be here than Philadelphia. There was a reason for that. That being said, you know, and it's like they've had issues before. Not for nothing. They've had issues. Let's not kid ourselves, you know, as far as corruption goes. So the idea becomes it's probably a little bit of shenanigans in the actual counting in a couple of these places. It's probably a little bit of shenanigans on the people who were able to somehow exploit the system and send in ballots in other people's names. It's going to be all a little bit of that adding up to what it is. Like I said, I don't think there's going to be any major, you know, hopefully there's a smoking gun, but I don't think it's going to be like, we'll turn around and say, well, that's where it happened. That was right there was the coup d'etat, as they say. I don't think it's going to be like that. I don't think it's going to be like that. We'll see. I mean, there are people out there who have 100% faith, as much as they believe in God or anything else, that the president is going to be able to pull this one out. And I certainly hope so. I mean, I certainly hope so. I really honestly do. I think if it were investigated to its fullest, I think the Project Veritas, I should have looked at that. I don't feel like doing it now, but well, let me see if I can head over there real quick. I got nothing to do but kill time. It's not like it's a radio show or nothing. Projects. I know they had some undercover stuff. Server. I don't know if I spelled that right. I don't spell things very well. I'm not a very good speller. Yeah, that's what it was right there. And let me see. Let's see if I can get to that page. Huh. Why can't I get to... Oh, there it is. Excellent. Okay, so I don't want to hear any noise out of this. Urgent election fraud support needed. Oops, urgent. 2020 election compromised. All right, so let's see. Most of these are video, and I don't want to, obviously, I don't want to start any video. But spoiled Bucks County ballots found in trash. Okay. Top county election official, the judge of elections didn't do it correctly. Pennsylvania law holder holds spoiled ballots for 22 months. Wow. Update, PA-based USP whistleblower Richard Hopkins comes forward and agrees to testify. Whistleblower testifies late ballots backdated for November 3rd. Okay. Election day, whistleblower, other employees feel the same. Contacted Maine, that was badass. Okay, let's see. Postal Service inspectors interview Erie PA USP postmark whistleblower. I told him that I told you the, okay, so this, let's see. Yeah, a lot of this a lot of what the people that seem to be coming forward in regards to the mail-in stuff being somehow corrupted or spoiled or messed with in any way. Messed with is a term my aunt uses a lot. Are postal employees. So supposedly, and this is a big supposedly, in some places they got more ballots, more mail-in ballots than they had people registered to vote, which I thought was kind of interesting. This is an older story. Omar connected. This is Ilhan Omar connected to cashier ballots exposed, because then there's this idea of ballot harvesting and all that, which if I were actually really more than motivated, I would have started to talk about a little bit tonight. I might just do that for my next show and explain some of these things and some of what you may or may not start to hear about in the next couple of weeks. Not that you're idiots, of course, but it would make interesting show material, I think, not for nothing. That's what I like about my audience is they're reasonably smart, and if you're smart, if you can hear my voice, you're on the internet. I haven't done that one in a while. If you can hear my voice, you're on the internet. So yeah, I'm bummed, man. I mean, you know, it's interesting because I was having this story with, you know, having a conversation with the producer, and given my socioeconomic, or given her socioeconomic as well too, we'd probably do better under a Biden, you know, under a Biden America. But I don't. You know, for the same reason that I voted for, and Rhode Island went blue, it didn't matter. But for the same reason I voted for President Trump, you know, for the same reason I voted, period, is I needed to do what I felt was right for my country and not my own personal shorthand gain. I'm only going to be here for another 20 years or so. Hopefully the country will be here a lot longer than that. And I couldn't put my own selfish needs. You know, they say people vote in their own self-interest. It's not always true. It's not always true. At least the left claims that it's not always true. And this way they could do a huge amount of virtue signaling with that, you know, and say, oh, well, see, I could have, but I didn't. I voted for the interest of my country. I voted for the future of America, not for where I am at this point in time, because I'm unhappy, and chances are I'm going to be unhappy for the rest of my life because I have an illness that makes me unhappy. Makes me unhappy. I actually have unhappy illness. I guess that's what it's called. It's not. It's called something else. But so I know that. You know what I mean? I know what it would take to please me and make me happy. The world isn't capable of doing, and it would only last 10 minutes. And then I would be unhappy again. So it's like that. So why should, you know, I don't want to spoil the party, so I'll go. It's kind of that kind of thing. And it's the case. It's true. It's 100%. It's why I was a Trump supporter and why I will continue to be a Trump supporter. And not for nothing, if the Republican Party learned something, a couple few more things from the guy they didn't even want to nominate, they may be more representative of America, of your America and my America, as well, somebody would say. And that's great. That's great. You know, there was a point I was watching Grunfeld. No, I was watching the funny little Jew. Yeah, what it is. And Tyrus is on there. He's got one of his sidekicks, the guy who used to. I think it's a wrestler. I'm not 100% sure, but the dude is really big. And he was saying, you know, it's the difference. It's like almost like looking in a mirror now, because, you know, the Democratic Party can't turn around and say, oh, look, that's the party of the wealthy, or that's the party of old men, or that's the party of misogynists, or that's the party of racists, or that half of America voted for Donald Trump. So apparently half of America is racist. And again, the two campaign promises that this jackass immediately hit upon was climate change and ending systemic racism. Yeah, I thought I'd let that sink in for a second or two. I don't even know. But there isn't much difference between these two parties anymore. There are enough people who felt disenfranchised by what was going on in the Democratic political machine and felt that they were getting left behind. Maybe it's because they weren't out rioting in the streets. I don't know. But they felt that they were getting left behind, that they voted for President Trump. That's ginormous. This wasn't no landslide. This was, again, 3 million vote difference in what appears to be the popular vote so far. And the numbers are still coming in, believe it or not. Yeah, I don't think Pennsylvania is not going to get some of their military votes and whatnot until like later in the week. So the numbers, technically, it's not over until they're over and all that jazz. But yeah, it unless something seriously happens from a vote standpoint, it's over. It's just now a matter of the procedural. They have to make sure the proper procedures were followed. But it's true. What Tyrus was saying is that there isn't that much difference between the parties anymore. At least the rank and file, who makes up the parties anymore? You know, they can't turn, and that's a great thing. I mean, it's an awesome thing that the Democrats can't turn around and make believe that Republicans are all the little guy in a Monopoly game. That's huge, because in my lifetime, or religious nuts, by the way, as well, too. In my lifetime, that's how they're always out of touch with America. You know, then don't have any idea what's going on. Too busy counting their stocks and whatnot. Don't want those people in their neighborhoods. Those kind of people. So the fact that that gap was closing, who made that happen? Paul Ryan didn't make that happen. Mitch McConnell didn't make that happen. What's the other guy's name? Cotton? Is Cotton one of the good guys? I don't even remember anymore. But none of those people, none of those never-Trumpers made that happen. Not a one of them made that happen. Donald Trump made that happen. Donald Trump brought the American people to the Republican Party. That's a mic drop. Right there. That's a huge fucking mic drop. Amazing. Amazing. And I'm not even, you could start just talking about like 2024, right? There's apparently, from what I've heard, in different places of difference, there's been talk of a 2024 run. You know, personally, man, I don't know. I really honestly, the guy, he doesn't need to do it. You know, he obviously didn't need to do it the first time. He could go and do whatever the hell he wants. Seriously. He doesn't got more money than God. Enjoy his family. Whatever. So it'd be interesting to see what happens in 20. We're interested in seeing how this plays out, first of all. We're not done with this one. See, that's why I don't want to talk about 2024. I don't want to even... You know, I just kind of mentioned it because it has been mentioned supposedly by some of his aides already, his aide-de-camps. You know, freaking Hitler. The dude's Hitler. Half of America voted for Hitler. Half of fucking America voted for Hitler. That's what happened. Really? Yeah. Make that shit up. Stuff that down your pipe and smoke it. Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. You know, and Biden was like, where was he that last? I mean, he got shut down like that last 10 days. Pretty much shut down pretty good. We still don't know what's going to happen with this this friggin' laptop. Fandango. I don't know what a Fandango is. We don't know. You know, that would be, see, and again, that's scary, right? Because here we go. Something happens, right? And Joe gets, something happens, and Joe has to, you know, step down. That puts Kamala in charge. You know, the only thing that apparently Kamala Harris and I have in common is we don't like black people. And I say that based upon our voting records. You know, speaking of black people and voting records, I don't know what reminded me. Oh, something's killing me. Whatever that Asian stuff was. They voted on the ballot here, and this was only in Rhode Island, of course. But I think Rhode Island, the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, that has historically been the correct name of the state of Rhode Island, going back to 16, whatever it was, or I guess when they first did it, then 1792, I guess, somewhere in there. Between 1776 and 1879, does that sound right? 1789 Articles of Confederation. I'm not 100% sure, but you get my point. Historically, always, up until recently. And I think it was on the ballot. They put it on the ballot a couple few years ago, and they wanted to change it to just Rhode Island. They wanted to get the Providence Plantation part taken away. Now, t'weren't no black people ever on any of these Providence Plantations. Plantation's a name for a large farm. Never were. So they're not those type of plantations. They never have been those type of plantations. However, Rhode Island does have a very extensive and sordid history in the slave trade. All the brown money, you know, the endowment for Brown and all the other brown stuff that goes on around here, brown this and brown that. The Browns made crap load of money in the slave triangle thing, you know. Rum, slaves, money. Lots of it. So if they wanted to change the name of Brown University, well, that would be a different story. But they didn't want to do that. They won't do that. No, sir. They decided to go to change the name of the state because that was going to make everything better. So it was on the ballot. And I know two people, at least, who voted nay. And I suspect my aunt might even have voted nay. Believe it or not, liberal that she is. Just annoyed her. But they managed to overturn it, and Rhode Island has now. Rhode Island's official name is now Rhode Island. The state of Rhode Island, Rhode Island, Rhode Island, Rhode Island. No more. And Providence Plantation. S Plantations. So, somehow that's going to fix everything. It's going to make it okay. It's going to kiss the boo-boo. You know. So that being said, I can't wait to get the fuck out of here. 6 months. 6 months. Gotta lose a little weight, pack up some boxes, cage up the kitties, get the fuck out of here. I'm done with this shit. Seriously. It's over. No more blue state for me. I'm going where it's red. 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 I see it red. Red. Like there was talk. Hey, Biden's going to get Texas. Yeah, Biden didn't get Texas. That would have been outrageous. See, that would have been too obvious. That would have been too obvious, given Biden Texas. Too friggin' obvious. Anybody know? I think Alaska went red finally. Boy, how long did that take? there was two Alaskan votes. Ooh, you know, but you know what? This is the kind of race where it could have been that close. You know, the last time there was a race like this kind of close was friggin' Kennedy Nixon, and everybody knows that Joe Kennedy appealed to the mob to get the votes to get JFK elected. Everybody knows that. So that being said, I don't know what to say to make you feel better. I share your pain, certainly. We got to make sure that they don't steal it. All right, if they want it, they want it. But we got to make sure they don't steal it. And again, I have faith in President Trump that he's going to do that. He'll do what's right by you. He'll do what's right by me. He'll do what's right by those other 71 million people who voted for him. Almost half the fucking country. Pretty much half the country. Which, you know, and I just love it. I love it that it's not some sort of mandate. You know, we voted to get out of the dark ages. But let me tell you something. They were happy. They were dancing and singing, and they were saying in Washington that the clouds of the guy on Fox was saying the clouds of marijuana smoke are very dense. Very dense. So I think they had recreational marijuana on a couple of ballots. See, you know, the normal stuff that I care about, recreational marijuana on a couple of state ballots, I think it passed in a couple more states. Don't quote me, and I think a couple out west too, which is really cool. Yeah, Texas would be great. Help me. Anyway, or here before I leave, but no chance of that. Got to go to Massachusetts. I am going to go to Massachusetts. I am going to go to a legal recreational marijuana store in Massachusetts before I leave here and get me some of them red gummy bears. You know the ones I mean. Get me some of those. You got to be careful with edibles, though. So that's good. Illegal immigration seems to have gone totally out the fucking window. Totally gone. Totally done. Meanwhile, COVID cases are climbing. I find it interesting, yet once again, we had all these liberal-based protests that turned into protest rallies that turned into riots, right? Thousands upon tens of thousands of people roaming the streets all fucking summer. Nah, they didn't get sick from that. Nah. And then when you look at what went on tonight, again, tens of thousands of people crammed into small spaces, celebrating, dancing around like little hobbits. Nobody's going to get sick from that, right? But yet, we had, I think, three successive days in a row, highest COVID numbers. For us, anyway. And I wonder how quickly that's going to disappear as a major health threat. I'm going to say people aren't still going to get it. The idea now becomes: is it really? You know, they're going to back away from it. I don't doubt that they're going to back away from it. But they needed it. They needed the COVID. See, that's part of the plan. They needed the COVID in order to push the voting from home, so that they could fuck with the numbers. They could, as they say in Baltimore, juke the numbers, because boys and girls, the numbers have been juked. Not Jude, although. Well, anyway. Yes, they have. Well, we'll see how it unfolds. It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks in any way you slice it. So, that being said, I think I got just about an hour. I'm happy. I'm tired. I'm getting a little aggravated at the sound of my own. I'm annoying myself. You know, it's time to shut up when you annoy yourself. You're like, you know what? Shut up. Don't want to hear from you anymore. So, that being said, I'm going to get out of here. Let me head over here. Do-do-do. Midwood Files. Yeah, is that it? No. I got to go back to LF Midwood. I can't plug it unless I see it. It's really weird. Yeah, I know. It's odd. This is what I meant. Excellent. All right. So head over to, not that excellent. Head over to lfmidwood.com. You'll see a listing for tonight's show. Tonight's show will be available via video. There'll be a high band and low band video download or a stream available. Download whatever you want to do with it. As long as it's legal in your state, whatever you want to do with it. The rest of my archives are all available in audio form. As is, again, my social media is available. Social, again, wow. I'll save the social media conversation because we're not quite done. But the overall effect that social media had on this election was also a little frightening to me. I mean, I guess you should have seen it coming, but still. But my social media is up there. My favorites are up there. If you head up to the 11LRNI link on the side or top, depending upon, or possibly the bottom, depending upon what you're viewing the damn page on, you'll see that there's links over to John Lightning's archives. Hang on. Yeah. Oh, you head over to johnlightning.com, and you'll see that there are archives under his audio links right there. Yeah, you could head over there and... Dave's stuff's over there. John's stuff's over there. I think Big Steve's stuff is still over there. And my stuff's over there in audio. I still am in the process of moving those archives. But when this change is made, you probably won't even notice it, quite frankly. But I will make some sort of minor announcement here. And I'll be sure that John knows so that he could mention it. But you shouldn't have to do anything different other than hit those audio archive links. And they should take you just to the new place, automatically take you to the new place. Don't you love the technology? And far over to the right is our good friend Brad Reed over there at Grits Radio. I think we already established that if we hit that, it takes us over to, Grits, the Grits Radio page, where you can get and see the Listen Live link his blog's up there. I don't know if he still uses the blog too much anymore. But I know that the audio link still works. So that gets you over to Brad Reed's stream, and he plays lots of fun stuff, a lot of stuff from BCQ, obviously. He plays this show and some other stuff, as far as I know. So that being said, no, thanks, Brad. All right. That being said, did I cover that? Has that base been covered? All right. That's it. I'm going to play the close, and I'm going to get out of here. Next week I'll probably come back for a full 90, probably with some music. We'll see if I could get back into the mood. What kind of was I going to play? I was just going to play like a funeral dirge or something, you know? Wasn't going to work. I thought about it. I'm like, anything I play is just not going to work. It's just not going to work. And if it might work like in reality, but it wouldn't work in my head, you see, because there is a difference between what's inside my head and reality. And this show gives you an opportunity to see what's inside my head. So it may not always line up with reality. That being said, I'm going to play the close, and I will see you all next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.